KFH 107.7, and it's right here with me, Brad, in case you are surprised again, fresh off Drive, which was a little bit earlier. It's week four of our NedBank financial show for the evening, every second Tuesday, alternating, of course, with the Mbakweni Youth Centre's Unlocking Youth Opportunities program. They'll be back again next week between 7 and 8. That's Adam Lambert. We also played some really cool sounds up front. It's 11 after 7 o'clock in the evening. And welcome, of course, to our financial education segment. Proudly brought to you, of course, by NedBank. And today we're talking about something that affects all of us, no matter our age or our income level. And that is maintaining your financial health. That's right. We often hear about looking after our physical health by eating well and exercising. And, of course, getting those regular checkups. But our financial health is just as important because it affects our quality of life, it affects our stress levels, and our ability to achieve our goals. So it is equally as important. Many South Africans, so many of us, are feeling the pressure of rising living costs, debt commitments, and unexpected expenses. And that's why understanding how to manage our finances effectively has never been more important. Now, the good news is that improving your financial health doesn't necessarily require a higher income. Often, it's about making informed decisions, developing healthy money habits, and planning ahead. Joining us this evening again to help us unpack this important topic, we are joined by Linda. We've been speaking to her over the past couple of weeks. You know her by now, our financial education expert from NedBank. Linda, lovely to check in with you. How are you?
Hi, Brad, and hello to the listeners at home. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you so much. I just realized I played Adam Lambert with the song Ghost Town after I spoke to you over the phone. Lovely to have you with us, Linda. Really appreciate it. We'll make this conversation available as a podcast, of course, guys. Let's get into it, Linda. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is financial health, our topic for the evening?
Financial health is your overall financial well-being, Brad, and how effectively you manage your money on a daily basis. It's about your ability to meet your, you know, your living expenses, your obligations, in terms of paying your bills on time, as well as having some savings and investments to cover your future goals, and also emergencies, you know, those unexpected events.
Yeah.
When you're able to take care of all of those, then you are financially healthy. So if you struggle with everything that I've mentioned, then it means we need to work on it. It's not determined by how much money you have or in, but rather how well you manage the money that you have now at the moment. And you also need to monitor it, you know, the checkups of how you're doing. You review your finances and you make progress. It's not a sprint. It is a marathon. It's a journey that one takes, like physical health, as you mentioned now. So that's how financial health works.
Linda, thanks for breaking that down for us in such a simplistic way. We appreciate it. But why is it important for people to pay attention to their financial health?
It's very important because it can have a very positive impact in your holistic well-being. Remember the well-being wheel, where we say environmental well-being, physical, mental, social, spiritual, as well as financial. So the whole of that well-being will depends a lot on how you manage your finances. Because if everything is a mess financially, I won't be okay socially and all the other alleys. So it's a critical part of the holistic well-being of a person. Because then I'll be able to be productive. I will be able to think properly and take care of my family. I will be able to have confidence and peace of mind and have less financial stress while I am clear of my future needs. So it's very important to the holistic well-being of an individual to have good financial health.
Linda, how can listeners determine whether their financial health is in good shape? How do you go about doing something like that?
One of the best ways to assess is to take an honest look at your financial situation, like right now. You better ask yourself, are you at a position of being able to pay your bills on time each month? Do you have savings for emergencies? So these are the elements of financial health. If your answer to these questions is no, then you need to make things right. It's going to give you peace of mind. You will see a difference. You won't rely on taking loans for the daily running of the family. You will be able to say, I'm sorted for transport, I'm sorted for food. Everything will be sorted, as well as your goals. Like if you're saying, we are going away for December as a family, you will know now already and have plans for that and not rely on doing it on credit. So all of those things are very important for you to assess whether you are on a good financial health or not.
Linda, let's turn our attention to debt. How does debt influence a person's financial health?
Debt is part of us, right? So it can either support or undermine your financial health. That depends on how you manage the debt. So responsible debt can help individuals to access opportunities, such as those education, housing, and even developing a business. So if we do it responsibly, that is. But when it comes excessive, or if I use it for everyday living expenses, then it becomes a burden. And then I will be highly indebted to the point of becoming someone who ends up being a bad debt, borrowing from Jim to pay Jack, and interest there, having loans all over, even using loan shark, you know, because I then don't know what I'm doing. I'm just using debt on debt and ended up being blacklisted and not being able to even access debt when I need it. So it is very important that I understand the debt that I have and I pay it on time in terms of the functions and those conditions of me being in a good financial health standing.
So, Linda, what are some of the practical steps that you can share with us this evening that listeners that are tapping into this conversation now can take to improve their debt situation?
That's a very good follow-up question to what we just said now, because if I have debt, it's important for me to understand that this debt is serving me, not destroying me. In terms of, I need to understand which of my debt is taking most of my money in terms of high interest than the others, higher interest. And I also need to see that I understand the term of that debt and the cost of the debt altogether, not just being excited on signing when I receive an approval for debt, but I need to understand it clearly, so that it does not become a burden on my financial health. And I also need to avoid penalties, because you know when you pay late, and especially when they say your account has been handed over,
yeah,
they charge you for the phone call and the paper that they use to raid their money from you, because, yeah, those are all the hidden costs, the fine print. So for me to be responsible with my debt, support my financial health.
So what happens when debt becomes overwhelming, Linda?
When it becomes overwhelming, it's important to take action as early as possible. Because being an ostrich and hiding your head in the sand cannot help you. Banks can assist you in terms of debt consolidation. They can bring all your debt together, and then you end up paying one interest instead of interest there. But most important thing is a needs analysis needs to be done, because there's no one blanket rule for everyone. It's important to use registered debt counselors. Don't go to these people that phone you from nowhere saying they know your situation, because they will say, well, take care of your problem. Only to find out the money does not reach the actual creditors. So you need to work with banks for consolidation, and those are accredited ones by the credit regulator. Otherwise, you will be in a deep mess if you don't do those things properly. And stay away from debt. When you finish paying off the debt, understand that you need to save some of the money you used to be paying for the debt installments.
Linda, what are some of the habits that what are some of the habits we need to develop to help us become financially healthy?
Financial health is built through consistent habits rather than dramatic changes. Because the first habit that I need to do is to live within my means. I need to be realistic with my budget. I need not succumb to this peer pressure that my age mates have these things now I must also have. No, I must stay in my lane, be grateful, be kind to myself, and I must start having savings. The savings that I have should be recurring ones where I'm able to add an amount on a monthly basis, even if it's small amounts. They will grow. I need to manage my debt carefully by borrowing responsibly and paying those installments on time. I also need to have a habit of reviewing everything I do with my finances. For example, on my money app on my phone with the current account that I have, I'm able to see on my own phone how my expenses are, what is taking more money, whether it's things that make sense or not, so that I can do better. So make use of those features that you have on your money app on the phone. And I must also commit to ongoing financial education. How I can do that is to go on platforms like Lwazi Digify. Lwazi Digify is a WhatsApp platform that I can do financial education on WhatsApp. It doesn't matter who I bank with. But if I'm on Lwazi, I know now that I learn about thinking about money, budgeting, investing, being protected from scammers, understanding investments. And it's as easy as going on a WhatsApp with the following number. Can I share it, Brad?
Yes, please.
Lwazi Digify number is 066-566-6536. I repeat, Lwazi Digify number is 066-566-6536. Then you will do those five modules, which will help you sort your life out once and for all. The next platform that can help you on your financial education journey is definitely Nedbank Health Monitor. That is also under Nedbank website. You will be able to check how you're doing, and you will be able to change the way you do things. Because it doesn't help me saying to you, do this, do this, do this, and not give you something to work with. So carry on doing the right thing, and do not feel tired, because you are on the right track.
Linda, thank you for that. Having said that, it takes us to our final question for the evening. What final advice would you like to leave us with tonight?
Financial health is a decision, and that you will be taking now by saying, I'm going to be disciplined. I'm going to make sure that I check the elements of financial health in my spending as we speak. Remember, I said, emergency savings is a must. If you don't have, please start it immediately. Having a plan to pay my debt, understanding it and reducing it and paying it on time, speaking to the creditors and not running away, is another step to help me towards my financial health. Because financial health plays a key role in my holistic well-being. My mental health relies on it. So I definitely need to take control of my finances and have a good relationship with my banker as well as my financial planner, and not be intimidated. Little steps will definitely carry us through, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Linda for sharing such valuable insights with us this evening. It's very clear, guys, that maintaining good financial health is not about being wealthy, but about making informed decisions with the money that we have and developing healthy financial habits over time. And one of the key takeaways from tonight's discussion with Linda is that financial health starts with understanding your financial situation, whether it's creating a budget, tracking your spending, building an emergency fund, or managing debt more effectively Every positive step can make a difference. We also learned that debt is not necessarily a bad thing when it's used responsibly. However, it's important to keep debt under control, make repayments on time, and seek assistance, of course, early if financial challenges arise. Many people avoid dealing with financial difficulties because they feel overwhelmed. But the sooner you take action, the more options you have available. Taking charge of your finances today can help prevent bigger problems tomorrow. Linda, it's been a pleasure. Have a great evening further, and we'll talk soon again.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Linda Chwabe joining us over the phone. Consumer financial education is all about focusing on the ability to transfer knowledge and skills to consumers and potential consumers for individual well-being and the public good, obviously. Now, this program is aimed at empowering consumers with knowledge to enable them to make better and more informed decisions about their finances, their lifestyles, and small business ventures. And through this NedBank program, we want to influence and drive a changed behavior towards money and help individuals. That was our NedBank financial program for the night, focusing on maintaining financial health with our financial expert from NedBank. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.